VP Kamala Harris to visit Michigan for next stop in 2024 abortion tour. By Katherine Hamilton on February 15, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Biden re-election campaign's designated abortion hype woman, is trotting around the nation promoting the killing of the unborn, while painting pro-life Americans as extremists. The White House announced Harris's Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour in December, and Harris has since visited Wisconsin, California, and Georgia. This week, her office announced a fourth stop in Grand Rapids, Michigan on February 22. She is expected to discuss how organizers, advocates, and elected officials are addressing reproductive rights since the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022 and criticize extremists for calling on a national abortion ban, CBS News reported. Harris has notably refused to answer whether or not she supports any gestational limits on abortion and is propped up financially by pro-abortion organizations. Moreover, the far-left wing of the Democrat Party has deemed Joe Biden not pro-abortion enough. That's where Harris comes in. There are workarounds that can help minimize Biden's abortion problem, according to The Nation, a left-wing news website. Vice President Kamala Harris is increasingly being put forward as the White House's spokesperson on the issue, one she speaks about with more passion and conviction than Biden can muster. But outsourcing such a prominent issue to the vice president is itself fraught with symbolic dangers. The campaign risks signaling that they consider abortion to be a second-tier issue by assigning it to their second-tier principal, The Guardian reported. And Harris is limited in what she can say by the somewhat narrow extent of the president's comfort. Related, decoding Democrat Joe Biden's 2024 abortion playbook. Despite the criticism, the Biden administration has arguably become the most pro-abortion administration in U.S. history, working through executive orders, rulemaking and guidance from unelected government bureaucrats, and various legal challenges to install its abortion-on-demand agenda around the country and the world. Furthermore, killing the unborn is Biden's day one, number one priority if he is re-elected. His staff has said, a strategy designed to bludgeon Republicans and appeal to a wide swath of women and young voters accustomed to 50 years of the right to abortion invented under the now-defunct Roe v. Wade decision. The strategy is interesting, given that most overall polling shows the issue of abortion is not Americans' top priority. But the intense focus is not unexpected, given that one in four Democrats are single-issue voters on abortion and that the majority of independents identify as pro-choice. The focus on abortion and painting Republicans as dangerous to women also seems like a ploy to distract from Americans' top concerns under the Biden administration, the flailing economy and the border, which is essentially open. The Biden campaign has specifically focused on restoring Roe. Under Roe, a right to abortion was established before viability, which is generally considered to be between 22 and 24 weeks of pregnancy. Since Dobbs, some states have passed stricter laws regulating abortion, while others, run by Democrats, have loosened abortion laws and appealed to pro-abortion women in red states. Part of Biden's focus on restoring Roe includes blaming former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican nominee, for installing three Supreme Court justices who ultimately helped overturn Roe. Trump has touted his nominations and the overturn of Roe as one of his major first-term victories. The Biden campaign is further capitalizing off of the abortion issue by warning voters that Republicans want to pass a national ban, stealing conservative talking points about freedom and government control, creating confusion around what kinds of health care are accessible to women, and pointing to high-profile cases of women who have been denied abortions. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.